Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, punching clay targets, get low with Little John and Kenny Tarmac. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
I know you're pretending to be shy, but I see something naughty in your eye. Well, there's no shame in just being who you are. On the dance floor is a perfect place to start. It must be unfurled if you want to show the world. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. I see no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly. You come before you get too old. You and Thelma, I'm Scooby-Doo. Enough around here is too taboo. Rock the mystery bed like a waterbed. Bring Daffy Shaggy, but don't tell Fred. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. See no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly. Oh, crack it like a Liberty Bell. Smack it with a rebel yell. Shake it like a salad toss. Stitch it like Betsy Ross. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak, let your freak flag fly.
to love you. We're not here to judge you. We're just here to love you. And let's freak, let's freak, let's freak like fly. Let's freak, let's freak, let's freak like fly. No reason why you can't let your freak flag fly.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And that brings us to
Stupid World Records.
Is this a good one today?
A martial artist in Pakistan has set the Guinness World Record for the most clay targets punched in 1 minute.
What? Clay targets?
You like pull.
Oh, yeah. Like skeet?
Yeah. Skeet, skeet.
Yeah. Oh, skeet, skeet, comes skeet. Full circle.
From the window to the wall.
To Muhammad. The wall.
Muhammad.
What is this song you're singing?
Oh, it's good stuff.
It's a really good song. Yeah.
Get low. Get low.
Can
get
we
low.
Play it?
From the crunk genre of hip hop.
You can play the opening minutes of it, probably.
Play it carefully if you play anything at all.
Is the crunk genre still a thing?
It's my favorite.
What does crunk mean?
So it's now like classic crunk?
Crunk it's sort of like a party song.
Yeah. Because yeah. I'm a little behind. I'm just getting into New Jack City.
That is a little behind, yeah.
You are a touch behind, yeah.
Remember when that was the next big thing for 3 minutes?
I don't even remember that.
It's a pretty good movie.
One of the lyrics is, from the window to the wall till the sweat runs down my balls.
It's
New Jack City?
No, that's Little John.
No, that's Little John. Get low.
And this song came out when I was around 13, so you guys can't imagine all the bat mitzvahs I was singing this. I mean, so inappropriate. It was the best.
That's right. And they say in the song, skeet, skeet. Yeah, that right.
At the time was slang for.
Now, is this the PG version of? Okay, I've got it here. Let me see.
Well, now let it go and don't complain about it. Because we know you're not going to like it. We know you're
going to complain about it.
Like classic rock better. Go ahead.
Yes. Already on board immediately.
Oh, it's incredible. The whistle. They're whistling.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it up. Here we go.
So it's a Christmas thing. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum.
Yeah, it is kind of Christmassy.
Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Okay, here it comes. Let it go.
One more time. Get low.
You're serious.
I love it.
You just got to Chick's favorite part, by the way. You click pause and Chick's favorite part's coming
from
up.
From the window to the wall.
There's more? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Something. Okay. Okay.
Wow, this way with all these ladies in this version. Classier version.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, I remember being at a middle school dance.
Just to the window!
Oh, boy.
What were the chaperones doing when you kids are...
Oh, my.
When the sweat runs down.
They were just these hooligans.
What are we doing?
Hey, what the hell?
And Chick, I'm just covered in Axe body spray. I mean, I got a puka shell necklace on.
Yes.
Wearing a Green Day shirt.
Love it.
Writing rather weak.
What does
going from the window to the wall have to do with the perspiration on your testicles?
What does Inagata Davida mean? No one cares. It's
cool.
Inagata
Davida, actually.
Inagata Davida, anyone would
have. No, they're morons. They're up.
So why are we singing Get Low?
Because I got the new iPhone, and it was killing it this morning, playing songs for me coming to work, and Get Low came as I was pulling into the parking lot.
It's hard not to get pumped up.
Get low.
Yeah. I just love Lil Jon's.
Is he still out there?
Skeet. I think he is. Yeah, I always get Lil Jon and Lil Wayne mixed up.
He's the and Chappelle really played on the Lil Jon.
Chris Rock's. He'd always punch Chris Rock in the face. Not Chris. Chris's brother. What's Chris Rock's brother's name?
Tony.
Tony Rock.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tony Rock. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Tony Rock, come here. Yeah. Smack. Yeah.
Okay, I missed all of this. I have no idea what's going on.
You're all right. Don't worry about it.
So, Ohio State, Michigan canceled, huh?
Have you looked up the word doddering recently?
He's not.
On that, he wasn't doddering.
Fine with me, it's important to know what you can't stand.
It is, isn't it? That way you avoid
Most
it.
Most people don't even know what they like. I know what I like, and I know what I hate.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate almost everything, so it's okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
We've been talking about Lil Jon all morning. The fabulous Get Low, Get Low, Get
I think we've
low.
Almost converted Tom into a fan.
Yeah. I think so. He's close.
Do you want me to play another bit of this?
Yes. Hit the button.
Okay, here we go. Yes.
Oh, I love that tongue roll going on.
I do kind of like that because it reminds me of the great song, Ba-Rump-A-Bum-Bum.
A little bit.
Drummer boy?
It is kind of Christmassy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would that be in your review if you... reviewed Lil Jon's album. Mm-hmm.
And in what world would I be reviewing this?
Making conversation.
So this is something playing in the bars when you were in that window of singledom. Chick McGee out there up against the bar with
just
a...
play this.
Hey, when was that?
Now that you mentioned it, Chrissy, that period never did exist.
No, not for Chick.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, not for you either.
And that's just exactly what I want you guys to think.
I'm trying to help.
So this is where you put the one arm up and do this?
Oh, yeah. Tom's making his way to the floor.
There we go. Go, Tom.
Oh, gosh. You should be arrested for that dance.
Okay, is this one guy or like five guys going Get Low?
It's the East Side Boys. But that's Get Low. That's Lil Jon.
It's sort of his signature. People have said that his voice is kind of like Carlos Santana's guitar. You can pick it out from any record.
Yeah.
You sure can.
Exactly.
Right when you hear it, you know it.
Really?
Yeah.
369. Oh, I love it.
Does this guy have a whole series of songs?
369.
Is it a performing artist?
Get Low is very popular. Yeah, him and Usher. Yeah.
It's a great song by Usher.
Beautiful singing voice.
Yes.
I'm a talented
nice.
Guy.
Whatever this is, thank you, God.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hello, Donnie. So glad to hear from you. How are you, sir?
Man, that used to be the whole anthem at Last Call at Benny's. You play that Last Call at Benny's, you may as well start passing out rubbers and pregnancy tests. Swear to God. Man, I had a pretty exciting evening.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do?
Well, I'm calling to announce I cut down my own Christmas tree last night.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Good for you. That's fun.
Did you go to a forest?
I love cutting my own Christmas tree. Kind of makes me feel all natural and rustic.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like a homeless Quaker or something. And this year, I decided to wait till it got dark and then go down to Pine Haven Estates, grab a fresh one from behind the clubhouse.
Uh-huh. I don't think that's what you're supposed to do, Donnie.
Nice got place. Me a bag of cypress mulch with it.
Did you?
It's inconvenient, but last year my next door neighbor Mitchell threw a fit when I cut one of his down. So
sure, I can see why.
Well, anyways, some people like artificial trees, but not me. I don't care if it's a flammable fire hazard soaking in diesel. I want it to smell good, you know?
I agree.
Well, fake trees are perfect looking, but they don't smell like nothing. Except maybe Chinese sweatshops, red tags, or packing peanuts. Spoiler alert, them packing peanuts ain't made for human assumption.
No.
Swear to God.
Don't eat
assumption, but...
No, even if you dip them in ranch first.
Uh-huh. Man, Josh.
You don't believe me? Just ask my idiot cousin Lonnie. Dude's had his stomach pumped twice from eating packing peanuts, because first time he thought he just got a bad batch of them from Dillard's. you know? Mm-hmm. And he may be an idiot, but nobody's ever complained about the quality of his reefer, though. Have you ever had a real tree, Tom?
Of course, I've got one right now.
Then you know you can't put them up too early then.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you do, by the time Christmas rolls around, you got more needles on the ground than a parking lot at a methadone clinic.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Plus, I found out last year you have to water them regular.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like horses. Oh, and LaVonna, the chubby-chasing lesbian in the front office here, she swears if you don't keep watering your Christmas tree, they'll die on you.
Yeah,
LaVonna.
What a name.
Yeah, I think it makes no sense. I mean, they've been cut down, LaVonna. They're already dead. Why do you have to water them? Swear to God. It's basically embalming fluid. All we're really doing by watering them is torturing and delaying the inevitable, you know?
Yes.
Sort of like rolling a turtle on its back. I mean, you ain't got to water my dining room table, and it's made out of wood.
Well,
Donnie.
Hell, I put coasters on it so water don't stain it, Christy.
Okay.
Good idea.
Anyways, what's coming is the part about Christmas trees I really don't like. I have to decorate the damn tree, and that's a pain. Last year, I made a popcorn chain with dried cranberries to put on it, and then end up eating half of them one night after we ran out of pizza rolls. I blame the secondhand smoke from Lonnie's Kris Kringle bong he invented.
Oh,
and spoiler alert number two, if you're buying a live tree, make sure you give it a good shake or two and get all the varmints that are, you know, hoarding in it before you bring it in the house.
It's true.
No critters.
You just ask my Uncle Junebug. He's decorating their tree last year. He's on top rung of a ladder putting the Star of David and Coverdale's on there. When, I swear to God, all of a sudden, a family of trash pandas attacked him.
Oh.
And you know, apparently a mama raccoon can do some serious damage when she thinks her babies are in grave danger.
Oh, I bet.
Because turns out all my uncle got for Christmas last year was a rabies shot and a side dish of head, foot, and mouth disease.
Oh.
Swear to God.
Wow.
I better run. Looks like Lonnie's watering the tree again. You're supposed to use a pitcher I filled up, not pee on it, you dick.
Okay, thank you.
I got to get it.
Okay, thanks.
We did have the koala in the Christmas tree earlier in the week. Did you see there was a snake in a tree the other day?
Where? Hmm. Australia, undoubtedly.
I don't think so. I'll look it up and get back with you.
I just want to see the Star of David Coverdale.
Yeah, with his hair flowing down with ribbons.
What's the word for that again, Josh?
Finial Dobra, yeah.
A finial Dobra.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, okay. We have to get back to the sports page because we have the martial artist punching the clay. What is it, clay?
Pigeons, or what is he punching?
A martial artist in Pakistan has set the Guinness World Record for most clay targets punched in 1 minute. Mohammed Rashid punched 62 clay sporting targets. That's all the explanation.
I saw the video this morning. They're about the size of a hockey puck.
60 okay. seconds to earn the title. 62 and 60 seconds.
Are they so they're being flung from that thing?
Yeah, no.
Somebody's
no.
tossing them.
Here, there's some dude like 6 feet away from them with eye protection, and he's sort of flinging them.
So what's the challenge? That these things are hard and you...
He's got to punch them until they break.
I think the challenge is trying to find who would... What are you going to call Bass Outdoor or something to get clay targets? I don't know where you get clay targets at.
Bass Outdoor.
Well, you can...
I don't know. Sure.
Pro.
It would have been a lot easier with a shotgun.
Cabela's?
I'm just saying.
Go to Cabela's.
Yes.
Cabela's. I bet Cabela's.
As long as you didn't have to reload. Okay, well.
But actually, a Lil Jon update. Of course, a rapper in the 90s and 2000s. He, in 2007, Lil Jon. That's right, Tom.
Stupid world record.
Lil Jon set the record for the largest diamond pendant.
Oh.
For his Crunk Ain't Dead pendant. An appraised value of $500,000. Lil Jon's diamond pendant is 7.5 inches tall, 6 inches wide.
Wow.
And 1 inch thick, weighing over 5 pounds. It has 73 carats of diamonds. His publicist confirmed. The piece created by jeweler Jason of Beverly Hills and is 3,756 genuine round-cut white diamonds set in 18-karat yellow and white gold.
Wow. What pawn shop has it right now?
I think Lil Jon's doing just fine.
I think he absolutely is doing just fine everywhere, from the window to the wall.
Our friend Lonnie has rewritten the song to try to get Tom's attention here. Oh. A rewrite that Tom may approve of.
if you want to. Okay. So this was from the windows to the wall. The
right.
Perhaps Lonnie says perhaps it should be from the parlor to the den. Tell all those females sin. Oh, poop, 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 poop.
Poop, poop, poop.
Very good, Lonnie.
And Lil Jon has a song called Let's Go Crazy that samples Crazy Train, and it is played sometimes at NFL stadiums.
And I assume that he also has a lot of back pain from that 5-pound chain that he wears all the time.
Yeah, kind of showy.
Oh, very, yeah. Well, hip hop stars can be a bit ostentatious.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I wear my dookie rope to the club, I get a lot of looks.
Dookie rope.
It's a thing.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Thomas.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Shooter, we just landed. I'm in ATL, just got in from MSP through ORD. I had to call you guys today.
Yeah.
Big news in this camp, cowboy.
What?
Big news. Hey, Chick, make sure the boys in the back are rolling tape on this, okay?
Okay, got it, yep.
Big news. I just tested positive.
Oh, for...
Yeah, I just tested positive for going above and beyond for my client.
Oh, that's very clever.
Here it is for a second.
All right.
I've lost all taste of smell, unless it's the aroma of free shipping through December 28th.
Oh, wow.
For renewals, for first-time clients. And I've lost my sense of taste. Especially when I look at the sample cases from our competition.
Oh, I see.
That's fine. This is going to kill tonight.
Hi-yo.
Here at SmearCorp, I've got a quarantine team that's ready to serve you and take your business-to-business needs to the next level. But you'll get higher than Aaron Neville, thanks to me testing positive for going above and beyond for my clients.
Yep.
Seven-time McCurdy Award winner, Kenneth Tarmac. Hey, Chick, have him send that bad boy to me by tomorrow. If it's not a firm 30, just have Tom throw some horns on it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And next time when you send the tape, tell the boys in the back, tails out. Hey, listen, Shooter, I got to hit Caribou Coffee to go all the way from Foxtrot 4 down to Tango 3. Yeah, and I just tested positive that I'll make it if these Zone 4 people will get the hell out of my
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.